Blog Talk Radio. Author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before that can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She is a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex. Since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you tonight?
A lot better now that I see you're on the air.
No, I didn't see you, so I went on to the host, and all of a sudden they go, there's two hosts on. You can't have two hosts. And they, like, kicked me off.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Isn't that funny? You have to go on the other line, so that's what happened.
Oh,
so.
My goodness. Okay, I'm happy that you're here. I was kind of panicking a little bit, so.
Well, did you have any clue what you would have done without me?
Yeah, I would have had to talk and stall until your number popped up.
Oh, good. So you were prepared. Well, I'm so lucky.
I don't know if I would say prepared.
Well, I think you're pretty good at winging it, by the way, so I can imagine you would have wung it a bit. I'm so excited that we're almost to Labor Day weekend. I've worked very hard, like 5 days in a row, to have a few days off starting tomorrow. I'm like, yes.
You know what? I'm happy because I'm exactly like you. Like, I've been working so hard, and, you know, like work has just been absolutely driving me bonkers. But like, it's like, I want to be excited about Labor Day, but at the same time, it's like the end of summer, and I'm not ready to let summer go yet.
No, and I think it's not over till September 21st, so we're going to keep it going, aren't we?
I know, but it's the unofficial end of summer.
Right, and I know, and it always, and because the school started, you know, a week before Labor Day, you know, there weren't many
mm-hmm.
lifeguards, so some of the beaches couldn't be opened in the pools. So,
yep, exactly.
You kind of get the feeling it is coming to an end. But we always remember we have beautiful fall weather on Long Island.
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be winter
true.
Tomorrow. You know, we were thinking of the winter, but it's not going to be winter tomorrow. We have a little time.
I don't like being cold, but I don't mind the winter so much because I like snowboarding. So I'm like, I'll go and
right.
I'll snowboard.
And
I'll be happy when winter gets here.
Right, and you'll dress all warm and cozy, and then it doesn't even feel like winter. I got prickly heat last winter, so bundled up walking in the cold. So people would say, aren't
That's
you cold
awesome.
At zero? I have prickly heat. I have been boiling out there. So
that's funny.
We know we have to dress for the weather. Well, you know, we do have a client who sometimes calls in, and she had emailed me earlier, and I had written a blog last week about divine anger, and that, you know, anger can be a divine emotion, and how we have to learn how to deal with it and how to express it. And she had emailed me saying she took part of the quotes from the article and sent it to her friend who's in a very abusive relationship that she's having trouble leaving, and she wanted to call in and give us a little heads up about that relationship. So we're going to go to the 516-864 number first. So
okay, I see. And then let's go and see who's waiting.
Perfect.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and I wasn't sure you were going to be able to make it because I know you're on the road. And
I'm sorry. I know. I just have to remain anonymous at this time.
Yes, of course. We don't want to know who you are. We just want to know your story.
Okay. Okay. A while back I had called in, and a lot of what you said, you know, was correct. And now we're in a new stage now where she did get the order of protection, but it. Order of protection is just obviously just a piece of paper because he broke the order of protection and and went, I guess, you know, did things, and it was a scary situation that happened. Was arrested again, but released the next day. So I'm just wondering if your angel guides are able to foresee what's going to be happening.
Well, he's really crazy.
It's getting scarier and scarier.
He's crazy. I mean, this man's he's a borderline sociopath, psychopath. We have your regular old sociopaths. He's a little bit closer to a psychopath at some level. Mm-hmm. He does not want to go to jail, so that's the only thing that scares him a bit. And even though he only stayed one day in jail, they sort of gave him a hard time. So I think he wasn't loving the one day in jail, by the way. So it kind of woke him up a bit. It appears he was drinking or using drugs when he broke the violation. Do you know him to drink or use drugs?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay, and they're pretty much read him. First of all, he's not supposed to be using drugs or drinking because of the order of protection. That's part of the order of protection. And it looks like they read him the Riot Act about it. Now, unfortunately, you know, there's sort of a brotherhood of men, and the police can sometimes be a part of that. And sometimes because he was drinking, you know, some of the policemen might want to cut him some slack on that, whereas others were kind of a little tougher with him. But it looks like he has to go to, like, some sort of rehab or 12-step program here. They're going to have to – did they make him do something? Do you know, Ben, any of that?
That I don't know.
Because if he hadn't been drinking – I mean, he's a sociopath when he's not drinking, but when he's drinking, he's a psychopath, which means he's capable of anything. And did she actually see him? Did he come up to her?
Yeah.
Okay. And did he threaten her physically?
Well, I don't think that he touched her, but it was, it was getting to that point, and they were able to escape, her and the kids.
Yeah, because she did help diffuse the situation. When you're dealing with a person who's been drinking, who's angry, who's rageful, you have to kind of be diplomatic. And it appears that she's diffused, by the way, or it could have been much worse.
Oh, okay.
So she managed to somehow get him, I guess maybe because the children were there, maybe she was able to appeal to the better part of him. But he definitely needs to be in rehab or something for his substance abuse. And if he doesn't do that, he's going to come back to her again. I don't think they're going to be so nice to him if he violates it again, by the way. And I think he even knows that as well. Hopefully he got a little bit of scare of God in him, I think. Do you know if he has a mother around?
Yes, yes. Because
I think she's the one who told him you can't be drinking. She's not the world's best person either, by the way.
No, you're right,
She's concerned about him. She doesn't give a flying fuck about anybody else,
yep.
But she doesn't want him going to jail. She's wondering who's going to be there for her. So she's kind of told him, you know, you can't be drinking, you have to do this. She's sort of got him to calm down a little bit. So it looks like some fear of God has been given to him. She's read him a little bit, you know. Of course, she's saying, you know, your wife is crazy and, you know, it's all her fault, but you can't go there, you can't be drunk, you know. She kind of told him what he wanted to hear, but said in such a way that he can't be drinking. So it looks like things will calm down a little bit here. I think she did handle it very well. He's scared now, so... some things have to come to a head. They have to almost go really bad before a person wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's getting more frightened, by the way. Was he driving? Did he drive to her under the influence, do you know?
Yes, as far as I know, yes.
Did she call when he was driving so they could have pulled him over on a DUI too?
No, no, because it all, when he got there, that's when everything escalated.
Okay, and then did he get back in the car and drive?
Well, he tried to, but the daughter interjected because of the fact that he claimed that he was going to commit suicide.
Right, and he has such bad karma for making this display in front of the children. So I am just telling you, the universe is not happy with his behaviors. You know, I didn't want to speak so much about everything, but this is a man, you know, if you want to kill yourself, don't go in a car and, you know, drive and kill 10 people with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go kill yourself on your own. He's trying to manipulate the children and everybody else about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, he's not a man who's not above killing himself just for spite, by the way,
mm-hmm.
just for show and drama.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's such a bad human being. I mean, if, you know, ask him if he wants a gun, a noose, or a knife, knock himself out here. You know, she's not responsible for his suicide, but, you know, he's more, you know, wanted to bring everybody down too. So it's a little bit scary that he said he wanted to commit suicide. You know, I hope she told the police that, because, you know, he's such a crazy person. He's going to kill himself. He's going to kill himself with 10 other people, or maybe, you know, get gunned down by the police. So I hope she was honest at saying what he said in front of her and the children. Did she tell the police that?
I don't think so.
See, she's not helping her case any if she's not telling the whole truth. Because
mm-hmm.
that shows a person who has more of a potential to be dangerous. If he doesn't care about his own life, he doesn't necessarily care about anybody else's either. I think he's a little bit scared, though. I think he scared himself with his drinking and his behavior. But I would advise you to tell her she's got to start telling the whole truth as things go down. You know, that he's threatened to kill himself and did that in front of the children. So they could see how what his behaviors are like.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like it's going to calm down a bit right now. So, you know, she could feel a little bit safe that way. Is there anybody in the house with her besides the children?
At the time, no.
But is there anybody staying with her now?
Well, right now she relocated so she can just think of what to do.
Good. And he doesn't know where she is, correct?
Yeah, he knows.
Oh, he knows. But there's nobody in the house with her besides the children?
Yeah, there are other adults, but I don't know. Okay.
Good. And that's right now she just needs to be in a place where she's not the only adult in the house.
Okay.
Because he doesn't really like to do things in front of witnesses. The kids, yeah, because they won't tell half the truth about him, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They you know, they may not say what he exactly said, but if there's other people to witness what he's doing, he'll be more likely to back off.
When he was in his rage, I believe, neighbors were witnessing what he was doing, and they were trying to reason with him, but he was not in a reasonable state.
Right, and again, it's very dangerous for them. They should have just called the police immediately. See, they're nice people trying not to call the police on him because
mm-hmm.
they knew him.
Mm-hmm.
But to get involved with a person who's acting like that, you could get killed, you know. So I think people give him too much chances. What should have been done immediately is the police called immediately. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, they were trying to calm him down. But he pulls another one of these scenes. It's not going to be good for him, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's hanging himself at this point. And, you know, he's proving to be, you know, a little more dangerous than the average Joe Schmo. I think
mm-hmm.
you can see that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually an order of protection gets most sane people to back off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't seem to bother him, but he didn't come around until he was drinking and under the influence. But hopefully the riots act been read to him, because he could be arrested now for drinking and stuff like that. So it looks like it's okay for her again. She might want to report that he threatened to kill himself in front of the children, by the way.
Okay.
Because you know, you don't want one of those suicides that kill people along with them.
That's exactly what I'm predicting that it's going to happen.
Right, because there are certain people who, if they're going down, everybody's going down with them.
Right.
And they don't really have the courage to kill themselves. What they do is make such a scene that they get shot by police
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And, you know, just know that she has to report that.
Okay.
Because that would make them a little more aware of what he's up to
mm-hmm.
and, you know, is just a little bit of heads up. that, you know, he's doing this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a bad human being, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the devil card keeps coming up on him. I mean, he's terrifying the children. He's, you know, if he was any kind of a decent man, he'd go quietly and kill himself and leave everybody alone. Do you know what I mean? But not go do this and make everybody's life hell and terrorize everybody. So, you know, he may be unhappy. He may be playing that role of unhappiness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past him. He's capable of anything. His mother is the one keeping a little bit, you know, he tends to listen to his mother.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But the thing is that, the problem is, too, is that his mother is filled with so much hatred.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme hatred that she wants to see all of us burn in hell.
Right.
And,
again,
and her connections with the type of job that she has enables, him to get, released
with some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, she got scared because she was warned by some people that know this incident that they can't protect him if he keeps behaving this way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you. So he's scared. So,
okay.
You know, she's scared too. She doesn't want him in jail. She doesn't want him, you know what I'm saying? So it's forcing her to tone down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, just pray for them. You know, they're being watched over. She just has to be, very careful that she doesn't stay in a house without other, grown-ups around, other adults. This situation is going to take a while to resolve, but look, those children are divinely protected. You know, the universe will do what they have to do to keep those kids safe.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, I'm just telling you, I look at cards like this, I feel sorry for him at this point. And, you know, I don't have much sympathy for people who are bullies and terrorize children.
Mm-hmm.
That I have no patience for that. I was raised by a father who terrorized us. I know what that's like. It's not pleasant. But, you know, sometimes the fear of God has to go on these people. And it seems like it was somehow got through to him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether it's a forever thing or just temporary, but he's a little scared. I think there is a part of him that wasn't proud of the way he behaved in front of the children, by the way. And there was that little bit of, oh, man, he saw in his daughter's eyes Tara, and I think that was something that got through to him, too, whatever little conscience he has.
Yeah, because he hurt his daughter, physically. During that rage, and
did they tell the police that?
The nice officer did not care to hear what she had to say.
Oh, this is what I'm trying to say. That she has to go back now to the police. She has to go file a report at the station.
Another report? Okay.
Yes, that the policeman did not take all of her information.
Okay.
Go back and file some more. Okay. So, just do that.
Okay.
I know it's very hard in domestic abuse because sometimes, it depends on what police person you have or what's going on. But, maybe because of the mother's connections, mother's connections, this went down that way. But if she actually goes into file, it's a little bit different. So tell her just go in there and tell the whole details that it was not taken down. Did she have her daughter, a picture of her daughter being hurt or anything like that?
No. Everything was happening so quickly.
Did she take the daughter to the doctor?
No.
There
were no marks, but it was like, I guess he, shoved her in,
Sometimes you need to have them taken to a doctor that they've been shoved in and want to be concerned that she's been hurt,
Okay.
Just to have it on record.
Okay.
Because if you don't take them, then he didn't hurt her. He didn't. It's so hard to be in this situation. You be careful too, by the way.
Yeah, tell me because yes, please tell me about that because that's my concern also.
If he comes anywhere near you, you call the police immediately. You know that.
Okay.
I think right now he's going to lay low, from what I can see here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's going to lay low. And, mm-hmm. You know, does he own a gun, do you know?
You know what? I in my heart think so.
Because it looks like a gun. I mean, he may blow his own brains out, by the way, this guy.
Is he going to come after me or his mother?
No, I don't think so. It doesn't look that way. But again, you keep yourself and your children, you know, protected. And, you know, at this point, you need to step away a little bit from the mess, if you could.
Okay.
Just for your own safety. I'm not seeing that he's going to hurt you. I'm pretty much seeing right now he's scared. Something scared him. So
mm-hmm.
So he's backing off.
What makes you feel that I have to be careful? This way I could know.
Just because he seems to not love you very much or like you and thinks that his wife wouldn't have done some of the things she did if you weren't around.
Wow.
That's why I said, you know, just back away for a little bit now.
Okay. And if he does come to me, what do I do?
Call the police immediately.
Okay.
Call 911 immediately.
Okay.
Immediately. No negotiation with him, just 911 immediately.
Okay.
Again, he's scared. I mean, as much as his mother has connections, she can't keep protecting him.
Yeah, because his mother, I never saw a person look at me with such hatred and such vile, like, she's the one that I think also puts things in his head. But when I saw her and the hatred in her eyes, like, if she could have had gotten away with killing me, she would have.
Right, and that's something that is part of your karmic lesson. I've known you long enough, is that we have to see there are people who are unfixable. You have to see people that are capable of doing great and evil things. And when we see it, the potential for them to hurt us is much less. So you see it. You know, you've looked at the devil in the eyes. You see it. You know, you're fully aware of it, and that protects you to be fully aware of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, if anybody's going to go down, he's going down.
Mm-hmm.
So just mark my words on that one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be that man, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this means anything, but because I was so, like, shaken up by the whole evil situation, the next morning when I went outside on my stoop, there was a white feather. And it was pure as anything, and I don't know what that...
Yes, that's the angels telling you that they're watching over your house.
Okay, so should I leave that feather outside or bring it in?
Leave the feather right outside. They're watching over you again, you know, but we can't be stupid. We have to watch over ourselves as well, but your house is very watched over and guided. You'll get a little heads up if he's up to no good, by the way. So just, you know, I'm not seeing you in imminent danger or anything like that. I'm just seeing that, you know, we have to just be aware. I'm always trying to make people just be aware, you know.
Yes.
Don't go in denial.
Yes, thank
Don't, you know, not a 5-alarm fire here. I just don't want anybody to ever exercise denial when it comes to people. If we know they have the potential to hurt us, the likelihood of them hurting us is much, much less.
Okay.
Well, good luck to us. You know, call in or email me. You know, I want to hear what's happening.
Okay, and I appreciate. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck
to you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Now, Nicole, sometimes we get the real nut jobs, you know, in the world. Do you see
that?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I mean, these are the people I put my head on the table every day and say, "Oh my God." All you know, our job is to here to get make sure these people are punished. And and not get away with it. But, you know, it's really scary when there's children involved. You know that. It's scary when you hear stuff like this. You know, it's really scary.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I'm glad she called in. Now, you said we have another person, Jen. And
Yes.
She's called in before?
Jen called in last week. And unfortunately, she was one of the last people that I screened last week, and we didn't get a chance to get to her call. So we are going to be, you know, speaking to her today. And basically, she wants to know if there's any kind of messages from people in her life that have passed. She's been going through a couple of major things. You know, she's been having some health issues, a couple of work issues, some family issues, and she really is just looking for guidance from beyond and to see, you know, maybe if you could put her back on the right path. So here is Jen. Hello, Jen, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, Jen. So you've been hanging in for a week waiting for your reading. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Now, some of your work and your health and all your stress is sort of, you know, related. Are you aware there's a mind-body connection?
Yes.
And so your health looks like it will get better. You're kind of beating yourself up over a lot of situations that you're not causing. Are you aware that you're a good person who's, you know, wondering how you're going to fix things and fix people?
Yeah.
Are you done with trying to fix people at this point?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, because you've got a lot of people that are not very fixable in your life. Have you figured that out?
Yes, I have.
And it's hard. You know, the first, you know, the problem with when you start seeing the world for what it is, it's not that it hasn't always been 7 out of 10 people suck and are not very good. It's that when you first see it, the first year or two of it, it's very painful, and people tend to get sick. In past lives, I think we've all dropped dead at the moment we start seeing things that we don't. We'd rather die. I see everybody around me has been evil and not good, and I'm going to die. That's what we've traditionally done. I'm trying to get people, let's see it. Let's not get sick over it. Let's address it, and let's live a long time so we could pass that on. Whose father has passed away, by the way?
There are a few that have passed. I don't know who's coming through.
Because you've got a father figure coming through.
Yes.
A loving man. This is a loving man. Do you know who that would be?
It could be one of two people. I mean, actually one of three, if you want to count it in law, but
The men are essentially here. You have a couple of men here. As a matter of fact, today's my house has been loaded with dead men, okay? They've been coming almost like a dead army of men today. It's like a little, it's cracking me up. I'm like, you know, you guys are here all day. You're not supposed to be here all day. You're supposed to come, but they're just trying to let us know, the men from the other side, that they're watching over us. That they see what's going on. You have to be a little bit stronger. Your money situation looks like it's going to be a lot better, but you know, you've tended to help people you shouldn't have helped in the past. Are you aware of that?
Yes, very true.
Okay, so what God does is like, Jen, I need you to get the hell out of my way because you're carrying people's crosses that you're not your own. You're helping people that you shouldn't help. So I'm going to take your finances from you, so now you can't help anybody.
Right.
So, see, now go ask these people, you know, help me. And they'll go, sorry, no can do, Jen. Are you beginning to realize that if you get abundance, which you will have, you're not going to help these people anymore?
No.
You're going to help yourself.
Not.
Can you see that?
Yes, I do.
Because I have to reinforce why God brings us to our knees, why we're having financial difficulties, why everything's falling out from under us. Everybody we love just seem to be hurt us and betrayed us. We don't have work. We don't have our health. Everything is falling apart. And what God's asking you is, Jen, choose again. I'm going to give you have the wheel of fortune spinning, which is anything you want in the next 5 years is yours.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to start loving Jen, putting her first, you know, realizing that you have some people in your life that you need to get rid of. Are you getting rid of people at this point?
Oh yes. Dropping like flies.
Good. Get rid of them. Cut them out of your life. And don't look back. Because God is going to bring you some genuinely good people. And you got the Ace of Pentacles. You're looking for work right now, by the way?
Okay. I am working, but I'm looking.
Okay, because this is a new job coming up here.
So
don't give up on the new job. Through that new job, you can meet some nice people and start things over. Whose mom has passed away?
Mine.
Right, because she's in the room now, too. Finally, I got a woman here today. Thank you. Hallelujah. Do you miss her?
Every day.
And she said her life was hard, too. Do you know that?
Absolutely.
And 100%. She's the one who's guiding you. She's the thought in your head, this person isn't good. This person's lying. It's not coming from you because you still have too much blinders on. You still give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
She's loving you the way she needs you to love yourself.
Yeah.
She needs you to know that, you know, certain family members, it doesn't matter that they're family. You know, your mom could never really walk away from people. Do you know that about her?
It's very true.
So she ended up dying younger than she should have because you just stuff down enough anger, you're going to drop dead young.
That's very true, Cindy.
And she's saying, over her dead body, are you going to be... And the reason I said good people tend to drop dead just when they see what they're seeing. And your mother says, over her dead body, you're not dropping dead.
Yeah.
You're going to live to tell. I'm living to tell. Nicole's living to tell. We're all living to tell what we know.
Right.
And she promises to guide over you. She's asking you not to mourn for her.
Yeah.
She comes down to visit you. She's allowed on down on Earth about 100 hours a month because she was a good person.
Yeah.
She's in your home. She likes to watch TV with you. She likes to keep you company. You have to know she's near you and that she loves you.
Yeah.
And that, you know, if she could be here, she'd be here, but she'd have to be vital. You know, her life was not easy. She doesn't miss life itself, by the way.
Really?
Life is hard. She misses the people she loved, you, but she's on a good side. On the good side, you only see people you want to see. How delightful would life be if you only had to see people you wanted to see? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be heaven?
Yeah.
That's what it's like for her. You were a very good daughter, by the way.
Thank you.
A very, very good daughter. And, you know, she's crying a bit, which is characteristic of people dead less than 5 years. How long has she been gone?
She'll be 1 year in December.
Okay, so her crying is perfectly normal. I mean,
that
you don't let go of being human just because you die.
Yeah.
Those humanness, the want to be here to help, you know, stays for a while. And then it gradually goes away. But she said she wants you, by time Christmas time comes around, to be done mourning for her. And just know that she wants you to have a wonderful holidays. She doesn't want you to cry for her. When you cry, she cries. When you're happy, she's happy. You're married, by the way.
Yes, I am.
Your mom knew your husband well, correct?
Yes.
They got along on Earth?
Yes.
Because she's thinking you have to lean on him a little more.
Okay.
You know, do you tell him what you need?
There are times when, you know, he's not home and he doesn't really know what's going on with me because I just, you know, keep it private.
Your mother says you got to tell your husband.
Yeah.
You know he works hard and you don't want to burden him. Older souls never ask for help.
Yeah.
We got to ask for help.
Yeah.
You would have called your mom and talked to her. You would have told your mom some things. You can still call her. She can hear you. Just shout. Just talk. She'll hear you. But she says you need to tell him things because he will help you.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you can't always protect people. You're like her. She always wanted to protect people from everything.
Yeah.
You can't always protect everybody from what's going on. We got to sometimes tell them.
Right.
And you know, he needs to hear it. You know, he's worried about you too, by the way.
Yeah, I figured.
You know, he knows you lost your mother. Losing a mom is a very hard thing. It's one of the hardest things to deal with. And she knows it. Who's Mary, by the way?
I don't know Mary.
She's up there with, it could be a Margaret. It's an M-A-R name. Do you know who that would be?
M-A-R.
Could be.
Not off the top of my head.
I think she knew this woman a long time ago, by the way.
Okay.
It's interesting. You get to see people you haven't seen in years. She was gone long before your mother, by the way.
Okay.
And she might have been a neighbor of your mother's. But
oh, my God, yes, Mary Morphogenes. I shouldn't have said her last name.
Right, yeah, your mom's with her. She's saying hello to you, by the way.
Okay, kind of weird, but okay.
Your mom was a nice person, so nice people get visitors.
Yeah.
People want to come see you.
Yeah.
So she gets visitors. I can always tell people who are nice because there's visitors around. Their right. son of a bitches don't have any visitors near them. There's nobody near
right.
them. It's like,
right.
But your mom is saying, ask her for help. She, did you help sort through her things yet, by the way?
Well, that's been an issue.
Because your mother
sibling.
Says this has to be resolved.
Yeah.
It has to be resolved. And she says, you know, she'll help try to guide this situation.
Yeah.
But there's some things you're supposed to get. Have you gotten any of your mom's things yet?
That's pending, yep.
Okay. She wants you to get them.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm trying. There's a legal component to this as well. So.
Right, and your mother says, unfortunately, she should have dealt with this before she died.
Right.
But she didn't for whatever reasons. But, you know, if any of our listeners are out there, you know, you got to make sure things, when you go where you want them to go when you die.
Yeah.
And I don't think she had time to take care of all of this, perhaps.
Yeah.
But she's just saying she should have given and told, written down, been specific.
Right.
But,
that's true.
But she says it will all work out.
I hope so.
And she says, you know, it's funny because part of our lesson on Earth is we're not our brother's keeper. We have to, you know, punish family members. We have to go sue them. We have to do what we have to do legally to get what's ours. And it's never pleasant.
Right.
It's never pleasant. But if you don't do it, we don't get brownie points for letting people take what's ours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most older souls are back on Earth because what they've taught the world is rob and rape people you know you don't get in
yeah.
trouble. So we
yeah.
have to stop allowing people to molest us and they don't get in trouble because they're family, or they don't get in trouble because they stole from us because they're family, you know?
Yeah.
So your mom is 1,000% on board with you.
Okay, good.
So I think maybe you needed to hear that.
Yeah, I do. Do you have any idea about the consequences or like when it will get resolved?
It looks like it will be sooner than later at this point, by the
yeah.
way. So she says don't get sick over it, though.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do. You don't think about it until the time comes. Don't get sick over it. But there's
okay.
a little bit of there's money involved here, too, correct?
Yes, there is.
Okay, because she wants you to get your money.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you want abundance, and I'm sure there's a lot of our listeners who could learn the same lesson. God, you know, you're not working and you have money troubles because God's saying, I want you to go after that money.
Yeah.
And if you were to win the lotto tomorrow and get $5 million, that wouldn't matter to God. You still have to go after that money.
I was kind of like going in a different path, and I was wondering if that was the right path because I can't really tell at this point.
Career-wise, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. No, the path, you're definitely on a new career path.
Okay.
And that looks really good. It's going to change your whole life. You actually have a really good 5-year period. You just got to get through this stuff. Learn your lessons. If we don't learn these lessons, God will keep giving us son of a bitches that we have to go to court with. Son of a bitches who keep hurting us. Once we
yeah,
learn that, we don't get them anymore.
Do you have any idea about, like, there is one family member who I'm just kind of waiting for her to hit rock bottom so that she wakes up. Is that going to happen at all or soon, or how is that going to happen?
Your mom says, don't hold your breath on that one.
So
things will be done despite that person, by the way. So
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Things will play out well for you despite that person, regardless of what that person is going to do.
Okay.
So, you know, your mom says, let me carry that cross. Let me deal with that.
Okay.
And, you know, the outcome legally looks very good here, by the way.
Okay. All right, good. That's what I wanted to hear.
Does
she have anything to say about, like, my husband and I have, like, big things happening in the next few months? Does she have anything to say about that?
She's very excited about it. Very excited. Are you excited? Because your mom thinks it's, you know, very good. You know,
yeah.
she's happy with the changes, the good things. She has grandchildren, your mother?
Yes, she does.
She misses the grandkids a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be the main reason she'd want to still be here. not only
we
for her children.
We actually have another one on the way.
On the way. That's your exchange. That's your beautiful, exciting happening, correct?
Correct.
So your mom says you need to rest, you need to sleep.
Yeah.
She's got that baby up there with her, the soul.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's her gift to you. You always, and when people die, they're allowed to gift us with someone to love. And she has picked a wonderful soul for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, she couldn't, you don't need another mother, but you need a mother-child relationship, and that's what she's bringing you.
Yeah.
So it's all good here. It's really all good. Do not let this make you sick over the family. Just rest. Do you, take care of yourself. But do you are you going to, do you have names picked yet?
We do. We do.
Good. And just know that your mom wants you to be happy about that.
Yeah.
Don't mourn for her. And when's the baby coming?
January.
Okay, that's why she said, come Christmas, no more mourning for her. That's it.
Yeah.
Just go forward. You'll be too busy being a new mom.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, good luck to you. And call
thank
in again
you very
and
much.
Let us know what happens, okay? And
all right, thanks. I appreciate
bye.
It.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we have Eleanor.
We do have Eleanor. Yes, and Eleanor is our Eleanor, Cindy.
Oh, okay, good.
Our callers know that she has called in before. And she's been taking your advice. She's been reading your books. Everything makes sense. Everything is jiving. And she's even feeling empowered. She started taking some classes, and she's really, really come a long way. But the problem here is that Eleanor feels like she's hitting a wall, and she thinks that she may possibly be snagged. So she does understand the whole need for patience, but what she's really more concerned with is there anything else that she needs to be doing? Now that she's come so far, is there any other improvements that need to be made before she gets this one true love of her life?
Okay, good. That's a good question. Very good question.
I love that question.
Me too.
Hello, Eleanor. You are on the air.
Hi. Hi,
hello.
Cindy.
I'm so glad that you're starting to feel like empowered. I love that word.
Oh, my God. There's no going backwards at this point. Only forward. And I feel healthy mentally and physically. I just, I'm trying to keep up everything, falling in love with myself, doing more things for myself and for others. And everything, you know, is pretty much going well in my life. I just, I know I have to have a lot of patience, but it's been a year and, you know, I just want to know if I'm missing anything as far as finding a soulmate.
Okay. How long did you stay in bad relationships? Can I ask you that question?
Well, I was married for nearly 20 years. And then.
And how long did you want out of that?
Oh, my God. Before the wedding? No.
Okay, good. Cause I'm only laughing because I know the same. I have the same scenario here with me. But I always tell people, if we stay 20 years in a bad relationship, it usually means the three or four soulmates we could have had sort of aren't there because, you know, we stayed too long. So when we finally decide now I'm ready to, you know, change my life, it takes a little time to bring in a soulmate into alignment with you. So,
well, I was a child bride, you know. I was a child bride. I didn't know myself or any, you know, I really went in so blindly. But, you know, and then I was in that relationship for 3 years, and that's been over for about a year now.
Right, and again, there was a little bit of backwards and forth between you and him. So
right.
That had to be closed because he was a soulmate, but he couldn't maintain it. For our listeners who might maybe don't know who you are, it was a soulmate. You know, he couldn't step up to the plate. He couldn't heal his issues and commit. And you weren't responsible for the ending of the relationship. He was. But what God needed you to do is really for a full year stand on your own two feet without a man. And that's something that you've done. When's your birthday? Just the month and the day.
May 2nd.
Okay, so you're in the sort of third of the way through your new year. By the time you get to your next birthday, this man should be in your life. He should be pretty solidly in set. So, you know, this is your year of falling in love. What are you doing to find someone?
Well, you know, I'm taking some adult ed, you know, I have
perfect.
An advanced degree, so there's no other degree that I need to go for at this point. But, you know, I'm going out with friends, I'm asking people to set me up, you know, I'm open. I mean, I'm
you're
online.
You're being open about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm online. It, you know, being online is like a portfolio to me. It's not the end-all, be-all, but I have a lot of different options open.
And, well, that's good because you're telling the universe you're ready, you're looking. I mean, he's circling right near you, so I don't think it should be very long for you to find him. And, you know, and what God asks us is to be happy by ourselves a little bit, not so happy that you're not, you know, I don't need love. You know what I mean? Like, I, you know, when women get too happy single, sometimes they don't want love anymore. But it looks like it's coming. Continue like your spiritual learning. You know, you might meet him, you know, at a party or some event you go with friends, because it looks more not so much online, but more kind of more just going about your life. Not that you should totally give up the online. I think we've already educated you to what to look at, you know, look out for in online dating.
It's god-awful, yeah.
God-awful. Well, again, you know, we can't give enough heads up about trust your gut on online dating. And
I should write a book on all the stories that
You can't
like
make
itself.
This stuff up. It's probably, you no. can't make this stuff up. Really, you can't make this stuff up. But this is, you've got, out of 80 cards and two rounds of me shuffling, I got both the soulmate cards. There's only two soulmate cards, which means he's right near you and right circling near you. So, you know, be happy. You know, keep looking. For your children's sake, they need to see a better version of love. God isn't going to keep this at bay too long. I mean, you know your kids need to see that.
Yes.
And you know, they want to see a good role model of a man. And that's what this man is. And, you know, kind. He's a very kind man, by the way. And he will be really, really, really good to them, by the way. I think it's not just to bring you a soulmate. It has to be the right one for your children as well. So it's a little more tricky if you were just single. So,
right.
You know, you have to be a man that's going to do right by your children. And
well,
that's
yeah.
what this, not like the last guy, do you know what I'm saying? He just, that was not good. That didn't help your children. It made them think love starts out good and then it sucks again.
Right, yeah,
so,
I mean, they got all confused with the ending of that. And, you know, there's, so, yeah.
Right,
so,
and you don't want to bring another man in that comes and then the next second he's gone for the
right,
kids.
Right, so my children have seen that I'm concentrating on them and, you know, that's it. They have not seen me dating.
Right, and we don't want to get, you know, so that they come totally first all the time, the kids either. You don't want them
right.
to get too used to just mommy. But love is coming, so I'm not worried about you. Your cards are extremely good, by the way.
Really?
So you're giving off an energy of love and healed. That's important. You know, you're giving off an energy that people want to be near you. And, you know, a lot of times people are very negative and they wonder why they're not getting love. Who wants to be near a negative person?
Right.
So, you know, it's not always easy to keep a positive mindset, but the more we work on it. Do you find your mindset is more positive now in general?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, my mind is clearer and I really zoomed in on exactly what I want. You know, it's not just something ambiguous or someone ambiguous. I really know what and who I want. But at times I find that I'm a little too serious about it. You know, like I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'm not having as much fun, you know, that you know, I'm being a little too focused about it. I don't know if I should loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Chill out. Yeah, chill out.
Yeah.
Tighten up. Loosen up. But just keep that positive mindset. And, you know, there are some very, very good men, and we want to say that. We don't want to say all men are bad. You know, say there's good men out there, and it's a good one for you. But I'm not worried about it. Your cards are really, really beautiful, by the way. So you have to let me know when this love manifests, by the way.
Oh, I absolutely will.
Because I love to hear that. I love to hear that. It makes my day, the amount of people, you know, the thousands of people that have read Grant Me a Higher Love and have been granted a higher love. It's like it's astronomically almost shocking to me, but it is the promise of the book that if you say the word Grant Me a Higher Love, the words, and if you read the book, love will manifest.
I'm trying to help, you know, a close friend of mine too who's in a very, very bad situation, and she's blaming God and she's angry, and, you know, I'm she can't manifest things for herself. So,
and I keep telling her, God can't fix on earth things that we should have fixed. So sometimes people have to stop blaming God. You know,
right.
God can't interfere with free will if we've tolerated too much stuff. And you have to warn her, because when you start playing victim consciousness, and the one thing I've learned in 20 years of doing tarot card readings is the people whose lives don't change are people who continue to play victim. We have to figure out how we got where we are. What errors in our thinking allowed people to abuse us or hurt us? Why did we stay too long? Why didn't we leave? You know, what is it in ourselves that are keeping us stuck and trapped? So you might want to keep pointing out to her these things. And, you know, sometimes, you know, God doesn't mind when we get angry. You know, life is hard. People hurt us. I mean, we're allowed to get angry at God. That's okay. But, you know, she has to also acknowledge. And do you point out maybe things she's done that have landed her where she's landed?
Oh, absolutely. And she feels like she's stuck because she's in a very horrible situation with absolutely no money to get out. But,
Does she work?
No, she's on disability. That's the problem. And her husband is a drug addict. And kids are on honor roll. They're, you know, very, very bright children. And she really is in a pickle. But I just wonder how she can get out, because she should.
So she has to find a way out. And, you know, the point is with her kids, showing a drug addict father is like a really bad thing to show kids. No, nothing good comes out of that. And I'm not surprised she's disabled, because that's usually the oldest trick in the book. If we don't get pregnant to keep us trapped, we make ourselves disabled at some level, or get disabled, now we can't leave. You know? So it's almost like, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
You know, what kind of disability does she have, by the way?
Oh, she's got a heart condition. And
why am I not?
She's got permanent nerve damage in her legs, but this was all, no, before she met her husband.
And it's funny, sometimes if we have a life in which we're not dealing with our issues, it manifests as heart. You know, the world's broken our heart. And, you know, if we don't walk away from situations sooner, it can manifest in our legs and things like that. It's almost like she's going to have to find some way out the door here, you know. And, I mean, if he's a drug addict, how can he be helping her financially?
Right.
I mean, he's probably more of a financial disability than him. Does he work, this man?
He's self-employed. He has, you know, some home business. You know, he has little side businesses and handyman work. And it's a terrible, terrible situation. And she cries every day. And I don't know, I just came from a mentality, I guess, because we talked about, my family were World War II survivors, and I find that you just have to take a shovel and keep digging your way out. And she's stuck. She's immobilized.
And again, there's always a way out. We just have to find it. She's stuck. She definitely has her problems and her issues, but she's got to find her way out of there for the kids' sake. I mean, does she have any family members that could help her?
Her mother is helping her financially, but the mother is running dry with the money. But I find that that's just a Band-Aid for a temporary situation.
Right. I mean, even if she's disabled, you know, you can still work with disabilities. Can she train herself in something that she can do sitting down? I mean, does she walk? Does she do other things besides be disabled?
No, she can't sit for very long. She can't stand for very long, but and I know she can't work a certain amount of hours or she loses her disability. So I don't have an answer for her. I wish I did.
Right, and again, it's, you know, she's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
But, yes.
It's really sad, but sometimes, you know, she has to find her way out. And again, you know, we can't always blame God. She married this man. She stayed with him. Maybe she should have left him sooner, by the way, because it's not easy. But this man seems like he's been nothing but not good for her.
Yeah, well, she knows that. But, I've been trying to get her to call in, but I don't think she's ready for that.
Right. I know. Sometimes people, you know, they're just not ready. They're just not ready. And, sometimes we just got to find a way. You know, there's creative ways to make money nowadays via the internet and other things. And I know she's on disability, but the point is you can make a certain amount of money, and wouldn't it be wonderful if your business made enough money that you could go off disability? You know, we can't always live worrying about losing our disability. Sometimes we have to figure out, if I created something or made something, a business, or came up with something, I might not have to be on disability. I mean, it's looking outside the box a little bit. Because, I know I do what I have to do. I did what I had to do.
Sure.
You do what
we
you
all
have to do.
That. You know Absolutely. What I'm
talking. We do yep. what we have to do. And, again, if she's going to play victim, it's going to be hard for her to see a way out of it. I mean, if she had left him, there was a chance maybe she could have met a different, better man. Do you know what I'm saying?
And had a better. I tell her all the time. She's an attractive woman, and, you know, she's very intelligent. She's got a lot going. But, you know, there are a lot of cons there.
Well, anyway, we're going to close up our show soon, and thank you so much for calling in, and let us know what happens with her.
I definitely will, and thank you for talking to me as well.
Okay, good luck to you.
I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Nicole, we had a lot of different kinds of things going on today, huh?
Yes, we did.
I'm never surprised when women are disabled and then they stay with a man. You only get more disabled.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I know.
It's a spiraling downhill. You know, I mean, it's
well,
just...
Well, I think sometimes people just don't know, you know, where to turn.
Yeah, and they don't. And you get yourself dug deeper and deeper. And it just seems like such a, you know, some things seem just so hopeless. But, you know, staying
mm-hmm.
unhappily in a relationship that's unhappy, is whatever you have going on health-wise only gets worse.
And, yep.
You know, strength comes from, you know, somewhere. But, you know, we had some very interesting callers today, and hopefully wishes that, you know, sometimes at the end of the day I would say, oh, is there a light at the end of the tunnel for some people? Because it just seems like long, long, long struggles and battles.
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right, and that's what people need to know. And, you know, in the laws of attraction, it's not our job to know how to get out of a situation. It's our job to visualize us getting out and watch the steps. You know what I mean? You just visualize yourself free of that situation, moving on, and,
yes.
you know, and not necessarily knowing how we're going to do that. Because that's what you, most of the time, we're always trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? How is this going to happen? And then we just need to see it at first. But when you're stuck in an unhappy marriage, sometimes it just seems like no way out. It's like not.
Well,
it's probably
when you're
no
stuck
worse
in any
place
kind of relationship, and
there's probably
when
no
you're
place
stuck
worse.
In any kind of relationship, it's terrible, and there's no way out.
Right, and whether it's work or it's family relationship,
it could be anything. It could be a friend. It could be a friendship. It could be anything.
Just is so difficult. Well, we're
mm-hmm.
just about at the, you know, we're going to be at the end of our show. Nicole, is there anything you want to tell our listeners tonight?
Anything I want to tell the listeners tonight? I don't know.
Yeah. Any positive message? You're the one that always has little positive messages always.
I mean, like, maybe you said it was like you knew something I didn't.
Well, you always have something so like illuminating to say for people, you know?
Okay. What would you like me to say something illuminating about?
Just about maybe something you learned from Grant Me a Higher Love for 8 or 9 years you've been doing this that was a little pivotal thought or thing that helped you change your life.
Okay. Something that helped me change. Okay. All right. I started to think about things in terms of, I don't know, I guess that the one thing that really, really kind of helped me out was that I started thinking of things in terms of where I wanted to be and the route that I was going to get there. And I basically kind of adopted my own vision and started thinking of that as like a destination. And then I fixed, you know, I put all my focus into that destination, and then my route to get there was my strategy, so that it was adaptable to anything that I wanted to do, and it would still be able to get me where I wanted to go. So for everybody out there that, you know, basically, you know, is stuck or wants to see that light at the end of the tunnel, you will see the light where you look for the light. Okay? If you're looking in the wrong place, you will never see the light. So find out where you want to be and where you want to go, and keep that as your focal point, and keep that as your fixed point. And then your strategy is going to be that path that you take to get there. And sometimes there's going to be bumps, and sometimes it's going to feel like you can't move forward and take another step. And just when you feel like you can't move forward and take that other step, that's exactly when you're closest to that place that you want to be. So keep the faith. And keep your eye on the prize. And if you do your due diligence, then you will get there too.
Exactly. Perfect. Well, at the end of our show, happy Labor Day to everybody. I can't wait to swim and party and have a good couple of days.
Well, good for you, Cindy. And happy Labor Day to everybody and all of our listeners. We hope that you guys have a safe and wonderful time and enjoy some, I'm sure, well-deserved rest over, you know, the next weekend, and we will see you next week.
Perfect. Bye.
Bye.